From XPN.org and 88.5 WXPN Philadelphia, this is The Blues File. I'm Johnny Meister. Record companies hate bootleg albums, but Geffen Records apparently sees some marketing value in the appeal of illicit releases. A Muddy Waters album with the curious title Authorized Bootleg vaguely suggests bootleg product with its gray sleeve and a small picture of Muddy made to look like it's taped on the cover. The prominent anti-piracy warning on the back cover will probably have no more or less effect than it does on other albums. Released in conjunction with Wolfgang's Vault, a site that offers authorized recordings of concerts promoted by the storied concert promoter Bill Graham, Authorized Bootleg gives us Muddy Waters with a fabulous band at the Fillmore in San Francisco on three November nights in 1966.
Got my mojo working, but just don't work on you. Got my mojo working, but just don't work on you. I wanna love you so bad tonight. Don't know what to do.
The rapid shifting of musical tectonic plates happening at the time of these performances hasn't been witnessed since. Rock as we know it today was being born. Blues was finding a whole new audience with white fans. The Fillmore, until recently, had been a venue primarily for black audiences. By 1966, it served mostly whites. Muddy Waters delivered the electrified Delta blues they came to hear, as no one else could.
I went down 13 Highway, driving a brand new V8 Ford.
Indeed, Muddy Waters was one of the major root causes of the musical earthquakes of the 60s. He was one of the earliest blues visitors to England in 1958, and he frightened some of the audience at the 1960 Newport Folk Festival not prepared for his version of folk music. His shows at the Fillmore in 1966 completely bypassed his new album, Muddy Brass and the Blues, and drew from the well of songs that established him in the 1950s, such as I'm Your Hoochie Coochie Man.
The gypsy woman told my mother before I was born, you got a boy child's coming, gonna be a son of a gun. He gonna make pretty women jump and shout, then the world wanna know what this all about, but you know I'm here.
Muddy was the best at what he did, not the king of versatility. Different versions of the same songs on the album from different evenings, like Rock Me, sound pretty much the same as each other. In the years after the shows captured on Authorized Bootleg, Muddy made two goofy albums that attempted to psychedelify his blues, and then a bunch of fine albums that would be beyond compare for anyone other than Muddy Waters. But for him, they were really just the work of an artist whose job had become a sinecure.
Want you to rock me, baby. Rock me all night long.
The album Authorized Bootleg is a very welcome addition to the body of Muddy Waters' albums, even though it's a fake bootleg.
I picked up my receiver, the powder said another view. And listen to the people talking in my neighborhood saying another view. And after a while, I went home, put my key in the hole. My wife said another mule is kicking in your stall.
I'm Johnny Meister, and this is The Blues File, produced at 88.5 WXPN Philadelphia. Join me for The Blues Show, Saturdays, 7 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern Time at XPN.org, or anytime at XPN.org/blues.